This is Ellen Baumler at the Montana Historical Society with today's episode of History on the Go. Long before telephone poles, roads, railroad tracks, and houses sprang up to mar the view, a curious sedimentary cone nearly 40 feet high dominated the Deer Lodge Valley. Within the strange cone, a thermal spring bubbled. On cold, clear days, the steam from the mound was visible for miles. Native peoples, explorers, trappers, and traders took notice of the oddity. The steaming mound looked like a huge Indian lodge with smoke from a campfire curling out the top. The Shoshone knew the cone as Itsukien Karn, the lodge of the white-tailed deer. It held spiritual significance and power to the native peoples who trekked through the valley. Thick grasses at the mound's base brought herds of white-tailed deer to graze there, while saline deposits from the hot spring created a salt lick, offering further enticement. Known today as the Warm Springs Mound, it has been listed in the National Register of Historic Places for its significance to Native peoples. Today, the hospital buildings hide the mound from public view. Once strategically located along a well-worn travel corridor that was a trade route for generations of Native peoples, the peaceful valley was a place where Blackfeet, Ponderai, Nez Perce, Salish, Kootenai, and Shoshone gathered. French trappers and traders also found it a place to rendezvous. The French translated Itsukien Karn as La Loge du Chevreau. The French name grew to include not just the mound, but the valley as well. White settlers later shortened the French translation to Deer Lodge. This is Ellen Baumler at the Montana Historical Society. Visit us, become a member, and show your love for Montana's heritage.